fascists everywhere. From starting as a manager of Brush, Lator had gone up in the world. Now, he was the CEO of Crudetech, a chemical supply house, entire rubber manufacturing business. Lator was also a member of the secret society called God's Own Crew. Mr. Whipple sat at the dinner table reading the newspaper. Dark times are coming. The print made that very clear. The economy was going down fast. He had put lots of his 1970s commercial profits into shares of Charmin. But the current CEO of that company had raided it and cleared it down to less than zero. Somehow, he took Whipple's retirement and turned it into a massive debt of cash that Whipple owed the company. How could they get away with that? He paid into the system because the system was to take care of him during his twilight years. And now, there was nothing. Whipple was beyond angry. He decided to find this motherfucking CEO and make him pay. Chip Hollow stumbled down the street and vomited in a dirty alley. People around him wrinkled their noses. What a disgusting looking man, even when he isn't vomiting. Times were hard for old Chip. The drugs were catching up to him big time. He had even lost his old rundown house that had been in his family for 16 long years. Whipple, whose first name, oddly enough, was Doris, although he was all male, decided to track the bastard CEO down using his porno connections. Lator had no official last name. He had cruel eyes and a smile like a shark. He was fond of fondling the ladies. And he had a habit of impregnating them, one or two a year.
Sweet green butter, it's stevia. Green and pasty, good for ya.
Meanwhile, in Uglavaria, their fearless leader has a crackdown on police brutality. Many cops are beaten in the process. Whipple called up Tisha Clemens, a porn starlet in her late 30s. They've been friends ever since they fucked each other in 4 porno movies.
Hey, baby,
said Tisha on her cell phone.
Hot as sweet piss, Whipple said.
Old Betty Boy cum shot,
Tisha said, affectionately. Ugly Man signed a decree that freed 400 from the Kent Log concentration camp. All were given the equivalent of $300 and a 40-ounce malt liquor. Uglavaria was the first country to bring food to the Arab countries without killing anyone. A whole new approach to Mideast politics. And it seemed to work fine for all concerned. The conservatives from the West argued that only by killing their children can we ever earn the Arab respect. Now, President Jeb Bush was trying to get the UN mandate to go to war with Uglavaria for feeding the Arab children and thus sponsoring terrorism. But
the UN was reluctant to play along, being as the reason Bush gave for destroying all life in Thailand was that too many people wear hats. Lator could fraud like few others could. And that's why he's been thinking about getting into politics. Having finished his mid-morning puke, Chip lay among the trash in the alley, so tired.